The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday. I'm Vince Russo. I'm here with Jeff Lane. This is 8 days a week. This is the show where we cover for you everything that is happening on The Brand, everything that is happening with all the shows and all the personalities all week long. Jeff Lane, what is going on, man?
What's up, man? All these shows you guys are going to see coming up in this episode, it's a sample of what we got to offer on our Realm Network VIP at russosbrand.com. You get all these shows in video and audio. If you like to listen on the go, Realm Network will give you your own private RSS feed that you can pop into your favorite podcast app. Of course, there is zero long-term commitment. You can opt out at any time. It comes out to less than a dollar a week, $3.95 a month. All you got to do is go to russosbrand.com, click subscribe to the Realm Network at the top. And of course, yes, it's Thursday, but for us, it's Monday because we record this live every Monday at twitch.tv/Vince Russo Live. You can join us, be a part of the show, usually around 10 a.m. Eastern time every Monday. Vince, you put this tweet out last night. Please don't email me about politics because I won't engage you. I've made it clear many times I respect the seat and the office. And then you mentioned how you respect whoever's president. That's the way my parents raised me when it came to the president of the United States.
Yeah, I don't understand, bro, people emailing me, people on social media, okay, bro, letting us all know what they think, either pro or con, about the president of the United States. Because quite frankly, first of all, you're strangers, you're nameless, you're faceless people. So quite frankly, why do you think I care about what you think? Okay, bro, you could support whoever you want. Okay, I'm not going to argue with you. That's a decision that we were all given. We were all given the right to vote. So you can vote for whoever the F you want to vote for. I don't care. I don't care about your opinion of the president of the United States or the other candidates. I don't care. Why should I care? Why are you so important that your opinion matters to me? And second of all, here's the part that really just blows my mind. When you attack me because my political view may be different than yours, when you attack me, what do you think I'm going to do? I am going to side with you now. You think you won me over? You think you earned another vote? Jackass, you're doing the complete opposite by telling me what a moron I am for supporting who I support and what a dickwad the person I'm supporting is. And, you know, you accuse me of being a liar and this and that and the other thing. What do you think that entices me to do? That entices me to go out and vote for the person you don't want me to vote for. So what it all comes back to is, why are you wasting my time and your time, but especially your time, because now you're almost forcing me to go out and vote for the person you're against just to spite you. So like, I don't understand what is the mentality behind that? What is the mentality behind attacking me because your opinion is more important than mine? belittling me, bullying me, talking down to me. What is your end game? Because now what you did was you just enticed me to go vote for the person you don't like. Does that, Jeff, does that make any sense to you?
No, I would find it hard to believe that anybody with one tweet or email has changed someone's opinion on anything. You know, it's this social media era, and you wonder what it would have been like, you know, if social media was around 20, 30 years ago. But everybody thinks that they're a political expert. Everybody. They know everything about politics. Their way is the only way. They don't respect other people's opinions. The old saying, I don't agree with what you say, but I agree with your right to say it, does not exist anymore. A lot of people today, you agree with me or I hate you. You know, there's no gray area. There's no middle ground. There's always misunderstandings. You never have said, I mean, you didn't vote. You just said you support whoever would be president. So, but they'll turn that into, oh, you must be this one way and not the other way, because that's the narrative that they want to have there. I don't know. It's odd. Everybody. I mean, God, that's why I deleted my Facebook every day. It's one side saying this, one side saying that. Politics everywhere. Everybody's a freaking CNN or Fox News anchor. You know, they think they know everything and they think everybody needs to hear their opinion. I don't care, like you said, who you vote for. Why would I care who you vote for? Why would I care why you hate the person you don't vote for? I don't care. I don't care about your opinions, just like people wouldn't care about my opinions if I went out and voted. I don't understand. It's we're doing it right now. You know, it's hypocritical of me to say this, but politics infest everything now. It's infesting this show right now. There, it's everywhere. You can't do anything without politics being involved. You can't watch an award show on TV. You can't watch ESPN. Whatever it is, politics come up all the time. Everybody's a political expert. It's so freaking annoying, and it just makes you want to get off social media when you start seeing that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what makes people think their opinion is so important. I don't care what your opinion is. I don't care what you do. I'm not bothering you. Has anybody ever once seen me freaking campaign for the president? I support and respect the seat. I've said it a million times. That's the way I was raised, with that respect. You respect I don't know how many times I have to say it. If I'm out there supporting the current president, then that's one thing. Then that's one thing. Yeah, bro, then I'm doing what you're doing, and you have the right to jump all over me. I don't do that. I don't think they would have the right anyway. Yeah, I don't do that. I don't say anything. So, like, why are you bothering me?
But that's the other thing. Why do people get so bothered by like people disagreeing with them? You know, I've never seen one tweet where somebody says something that disagrees with something that I may believe, and I get all fired up and, oh my God, I got to tweet this person that I don't know and tell them that they're wrong and that I'm right. And even though you don't know me, you're an idiot and you need to listen to me. Like, I mean, how do people get into this mentality? And I just see them pounding at their keys in anger. Like with people they don't even know, and you can't even just let them have their own opinion. You let that affect you because you disagree with it. It's so asinine, and it's such a waste of time. It's a waste of stress. It's a waste of energy. Why do people do this and argue with people they don't even know all day when you know the argument's not going to go anywhere? It's just a waste of time. I don't get it, man.
And why are you a subscriber? Like, seriously, bro, like, unsubscribe. Go listen to somebody who supports what you support. Unsubscribe, bro. If you have an issue with me supporting whoever is the president, if you have a big enough issue with me to send me an email attacking me, why are you listening to and subscribing to our show? Go listen and to subscribe to somebody that mirrors your views.
And why do you get so upset if somebody has a different opinion than you?
It's like with wrestling. How many times do I say, guys, I think the WWE is shit. I think AEW is shit. Do I give a shit if you watch it? I don't care if you watch it. If you watch it and you think wrestling is great, that's got no bearing on me. I don't care. And the only reason I give my opinion is because, Jeff, people are paying for my opinion when it comes to wrestling. I'm not paying for your political views. I don't give a rat's ass, bro.
I'll get on Twitter and I'll see it. You know, people got to attack the person they're not going to vote for. Or they're going to quote tweet somebody that disagrees with them and tell them how stupid they are. And it's like, why am I following this person? Like, I just mute them because I don't want to see it. I'll go back to, has one tweet ever of these types of tweets ever changed somebody's mind? Especially when you're insulting people. You think you're like, okay, they're going to say, oh, you know what? You're right. You're right. I am an asshole.
Yeah,
you're right. I am stupid. Yeah, okay. I'm going to listen to you.
And like, just the pompousness of thinking you're going to change somebody's mind, and then the arrogance and the stupidity of thinking you're going to change their mind by taking an attack approach, that's just ignorance, bro. Like, yep. That is just It works the exact opposite way of whatever it is that you're trying to do. But anyway, let's get on with the shows. What happened this week on the brand?
Well, on Castrating the Marks, we ran these two back-to-back clips of Dave Meltzer talking about AEW running empty arena shows and then WWE. In this first clip, he's talking about AEW running empty arena shows.
That number adds up, and they couldn't go over 10. But yeah, I mean, like, that building, you know, that building holds like 5,500 people, that big amphitheater. And I mean, they could spread, you know, 50 people over there, and nobody would be within 30 feet of each other in that building, and they could make noise, and it would, you know what I mean? It's like, that's logically, and if you're that far apart, I mean, I wouldn't, you know, I mean, when I go bike riding, you know, it's like, and we're allowed, that's not like something that you're not supposed to do. That's scary. As long as you're not hanging on with people, you're not near them. You're supposed to be okay. The whole thing is congregating in small periods. Like, you know, so if you got, you know, but yeah. Like, to me, it's like, I'm trying to look at it logically. And logically, like 15 people or even 50 people in that big building, you can be so far away that it shouldn't be that bad. But, you know, they did not have the option. You know, they did not dictate the rules. You know, those rules were dictated to them. And by the way, the rules were dictated, they couldn't have any wrestlers in the stands this time.
Okay. So that's him talking about AEW. Now, this clip, also sent by Francisco, he's talking about WrestleMania.
You know, there's a part of me while I'm watching this, I was both entertained, and I was also sitting there going like, you know, we're all stuck at home, and the movies business is shut down, and they're doing a movie, and the sports business is shut down, and they're doing, like, sports. I mean, everybody's shut down, and I kind of feel like, you know, there's something kind of bad about that for everyone.
So bad WWE, AEW needs. Bro, you know what's hysterical to me, Jeff? Think of the visual. Bro, think about this for a second. Think of the visual of 50 people scattered among 5,500 seats. And bro, they're all yelling different shit, bro. Like, there's one guy in section 302, and there's a guy in section 203, and there's a guy in section 101. There's a guy on the floor. Bro, 50 people in a 5,500 seat arena, just yelling different shit. Think about that, bro.
The CGI fans might even be better than that.
So let me get this straight. Everything AEW is doing is on the uppity up.
We got to figure out how to get people in the crowd.
Got to get people in the crowd. Scouted 50 people out between the 5,500 seats. But what the WWE is doing, that was bad, bro. That was bad. Yeah.
And it's just amusing to me, Vince, that, you know, after re-listening to that clip, we hear him defend. He's not an AEW shill. People say it all the time. Well, I mean, right there, when he's trying to think of ways for AEW to get people in the stands and then watching WWE, he's saying we shouldn't even be doing these shows at all. That's two completely different opinions after watching AEW and WWE. So how can you say there's not a bias there?
Well, you know, Jeff, again, people just have to be smart enough to read between the lines. Jeff, I've gotten so used to that because everything that's on TV, every show, so many shows are so slanted. Okay. No matter what you watch, there is an agenda. So you just have to learn to see through the agenda and take everything with a grain of salt, man. I do that all the freaking time, bro. And people just have to learn how to do that, man. Just like I don't have an agenda. I don't like WWE. I don't like AEW. I don't care if you like them. That's great. Like them, watch them, support them, buy merch, whatever it is you want to do. But I'm not going to try to sway you one way or another because I don't like them. That's where I'm different from a lot of people. Bro, freaking Sean Ross Sapp tweeted out after SmackDown on Friday. Oh, bro, I love this show. And I'm sitting here and I'm saying, did you just watch the same show I watched? But like, I don't give a shit. If Sean Ross Sapp loves the show, good for him. I'm not tweeting. Why, Sean? What are you, an idiot? I said that to myself. Like, what? I just watched the same show. What did you love about that show? I didn't tweet. I didn't freaking say anything. If the guy loves the show, the guy loves the show. Good for him. I don't care. But I mean, people have to be that there's so much sheep herding being done today through the media. Guys, you got to start training yourself to read through the show. Jeff, I just said, I support whoever is the president. Okay? Bro, I was watching Fox News one way last night. Bro, it's 100% one way. I know that. I know that. I'm watching it. I know that. I'm listening to what they're doing, what they're saying, how they say it. So when I sit down and I watch that show, I know what the agenda is. Then you could flip over to CNN. You know what their agenda is. Okay, you guys got to smarten up to people's agendas. I said last week, what is our agenda? Subscribe to the brand. That's our agenda. Jeff and I, we want to entertain you. All the guests under our umbrella want to entertain you. Our agenda is we want you to subscribe. Whether you like wrestling, whether you hate wrestling, whether you love AEW, whether you hate, it doesn't matter to us.
Also on Monday, the latest Mr. versus Mrs. with Big Vito and Noel. And here's a clip from that.
But first, Vito, you lost again.
There's a conspiracy going around. Conspiracy, you know, this, I believe, truly, the Russians are involved.
Can't it just be that you lose every week?
The Russians are involved, okay? I'll give you for instance, right? You can only blame Vince Russo for ruining wrestling for so many years, right? But people just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Right? So now, I mean, I lose every week, so there's got to be a reason. It's the Russians.
But could it be maybe perhaps that you're just wrong? I don't know. I mean, maybe your views are just not the same as everyone else's.
I am the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G.
This L-O-G thing has to stop, guys. Can you please start someone? No, a write-in campaign?
Everybody knows it's catching like wildfire. You know
the
what
grapplers,
I mean?
Grapplers, can you please you know, start and
we did
a
have,
campaign?
We did have, from last week, I just want to say something. You know, like, oh, you didn't play for the Knicks? Yes, I did. How did you make it on the Knicks? I was playing on those 10-day contracts, son.
He didn't.
I played on the 10-day contract.
And I text your brother, Larry, a.k.a. Reno. And what
did he did say? All right?
No, he said, I don't know about all that.
He was young. He
and then you tried to say, remember those free Knicks tickets? And he didn't remember that at all.
What are you talking about? He was a baby back then in mom's arms. Like,
that wasn't true.
I'm telling you.
Your brother's not that much.
And then, when you know, in my rapping career with Biggie Smalls, you know, Tupac.
I heard you rap about the development of Cheval today. Rapper.
Here's another thing, right? You know, when you have dreams out there, you know what I'm saying? And like, you want to live where you want to live, but somebody else has got to put a damper on your part, especially when you're paying for the crib.
Okay. Listen. To start off with, okay? You wanted to move to Florida. You bugged me about it.
No, I didn't bug you. It was for the betterment of your health because you would have died.
He bugged me about it for like
you would have died in Pennsylvania.
Can we not talk like that, please? That's negative.
Die.
5 years. Die. You suck. 5 years he bugged me about moving to Florida. Because we moved to Florida and he wants to move somewhere else. And guess what, guys? Guess who lives in Cheval? John Laurinaitis. I'm not moving near John Laurinaitis. I'm sorry. I live near Disney World.
Hey, Vito, how'd you get in front, Case? What's going on, brother?
Now, of course, Vince, on that show, they have a debate and the listeners can vote, see whose side they take. They had an interesting debate on that episode. Who had the better flying elbow drop? Macho Man Randy Savage or Big Vito?
Well, I'm not going to comment on that because I'll piss Big Vito off, but... I know they had one this week that totally grossed me out. The one this week I saw was, should ranch dressing go on pizza? Bro, yeah, I got to tell you something. Like, yeah. That's such a pet peeve of mine. Jeff, my wife soaks whatever it is she's eating in, like, whatever sauce. And it's so disgusting. Disgusting to me, like whatever it is, bro, she's dipping it in something, or it's, I don't use like any sauces ever. When I get barbecue, bro, like I don't use sauce. The sauce is loaded with freaking sugar. I don't use sauce. The only thing I like a little here and there is I like a little wasabi sauce. That is it. So I think Vito was pro ranch on pizza, like bro, like ranch and blue cheese on freaking chicken wings. Like that is freaking disgusting, bro. That is disgusting. So
the only sauce I use is like buffalo sauce, like Frank's Red Hot. There's no sugar in that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll put like a Tabasco sauce on maybe eggs or something, you know?
Tabasco.
Yeah, but oh God, Pete, but my wife grosses me out when she does that, bro.
On Tuesday, talks with Taylor Hendricks. Taylor this week had on wrestler Shaza McKenzie, and in this clip they're talking about working with people that have more experience than them.
Yeah, it kind of keeps you, I always felt like a little stagnant, because if you're not working with someone better than you, you're not really learning from someone with more experience, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then, especially if, like, even if you are working with someone, like, better than you, like, I got to work with Madison Eagles a lot, but, like, there's only, like, we wrestled so many times that, like, of course, I still learn everything from her, but it's, like, if I wrestle someone else that has all this experience, I learn so much more as well. Like, there's, everyone can give you so many different things to learn from, and like,
absolutely,
so much of wrestling is like learnt from actually just doing it and being in the ring with different people.
I could not agree more. I always feel like there's something you can learn from anyone. It's just a matter of what to do or what not to do. You know what I'm saying? Because there's those moments where you're like, oh, now I know what not to do with that. Or, oh, great, now if I'm ever in this situation again, I know what to do. And I think those are very good building blocks, you know, to be a more well-rounded professional wrestler, which I'm sure your first time coming over here to the States was probably a lot of that. You know, I think Shimmer really elevated you and your character development and your career, as well as your style, because you went from, like you were saying, only wrestling a few girls up and down Australia to all of a sudden coming to Illinois. And now you have a roster of like 40 different girls having, you know, anywhere from 3 to 7 matches a weekend, working with people like Saraya Knight and stuff like that. How was that experience for you?
Because it's interesting in that clip, Vince, because they talk about wanting to wrestle people that they consider better than them or with more experience so they can learn. And you wonder how many wrestlers today have that mentality, because you talked about in TNA, a lot of people didn't want to listen to the veterans. They didn't want to listen to you. They already knew what they were doing. Well, here's two women today talking about wanting to learn from people that have more experience than them. And you wonder how many people actually do that.
Well, you know, again, Jeff, it's like we talked about, you know, respect earlier and shit. You know, bro, that's the way things used to be. You know, it's a whole different world now, bro. Everything has changed. Nothing is the same. And again, you know, with me, man, I always go back to logic. How do you get better? You wrestle people that are better than you. You play people that are better than you. You listen people that have, you know, experience. It's just, it's logical. Bro, logic does not work in 2020, bro. Logic is just out the window.
Well, on Wednesday on the Raw and SmackDown review with Stevie Richards and Ben Hameen, this is a short clip, but I wanted to play this because I think this highlights, you know, Vince, you got the slogan for the brand where the pros are pros. And I think this clip really accentuates that, is Stevie is talking about what the in-ring matches without a crowd look like and feel like.
Being this way, I just think of it as a worker, just like you do, Ben. How in the world? I mean, this is wrestling, like empty wrestling school wrestling with no crowd is the most painful. The bumps hurt. And then I see it. It's still happening. We got to lay it in even more so people believe it. Nobody's ever going to believe it because it's just exposed for being fake.
Mm-hmm.
The shots are real. We can hear that, but nobody's going to believe it. I mean, UFC doesn't even come off. I finally watched some of it. That doesn't even come off like completely real. If anything, they both look like the same exact product now, except people are wearing different outfits.
You know, and he's talking about, it looks like, you know, no crowd wrestling training where it hurts more and they're laying it in more and it looks more fake. This is stuff, guys, where you get when you listen to these review shows where we have people that actually did it. Somebody, you know, dirt sheet writers aren't going to know what Stevie Richards said there. You know, they'll never make that observation because they haven't done that. But when you say where the pros are pros, Stevie making that observation, I never thought of anything like that till I heard Stevie say it. Why? Because I'm not a wrestler. I never wrestled.
Bro, you know, here's the thing. I would love to have this discussion with Glenn, but I'm not going to have it with him because it'll just turn into an argument. Okay? Bro, remember Glenn blew a gasket a couple of weeks ago saying that I was bringing up the ratings at this time? Okay?
Yes.
All right, bro, how many weeks now, Jeff, like, are we into the no crowd? How many weeks are we into it now, Jeff?
Oh, God. At least 5, I think, right? Yeah,
5 weeks. Okay. Bro, less and less people are watching every week. So when can we start working about the start talking about the ratings?
Now you have a sample size. Now,
right. People, right. Yeah. When can we start talking about this was an opportunity for them to grow their their viewing audience, because as the weeks go by, people are getting sick of watching the news. So they're looking for an alternative. They're looking for something else to watch. We've got 5-6 weeks of the news now. We're like, when can we start talking about that? Bro, my point is, Stevie's not just saying that. Look at the numbers of these shows. Nobody's watching these shows because it looks like exactly what Stevie said it looks like. Bro, you want to blame it on low ratings on the coronavirus? Go ahead, bro. Blame the low ratings on the coronavirus. If that's what you really want to do, then go ahead. But I mean, my God, bro, how many weeks of this are we going to get, and how much lower are you going to drive the ratings?
On Thursday, Black and White, you and Stevie Ray, in this clip, you're telling Stevie about your first 3 months in WCW, how you left, how you came back, and how they instantly wanted ratings, and that's why you decided just to do it yourself.
My 3 months there, I'm setting it up the way I think it needs to be set up. We're tearing things down. We're building things up. Of course, politics come into play. 3 months into this, they tell me, oh, you know, we're going another direction. We want you to be part of a committee because of politics. I said, thank you. No, thanks. I'm not interested in that. That's not what I signed up for. Okay. So Stevie, we know the history. 3 months later, they call me back. Okay. Bro, when I go back, literally the week I'm back, now the ratings have gone down even lower. So now the week I'm back, they start in with the ratings again. Stevie, my right hand to God, I got so sick and tired of hearing about them and wanting ratings overnight that I, like an idiot, I would never do it again. I got so tired of hearing them because they didn't understand the process that I basically said to myself, you want effing ratings? I'll go out there and do it my effing self. I swear to God, bro, had no desire to be on TV, loved being a writer. I knew being on TV would hurt my writing because I wouldn't be able to concentrate. I knew the boys, but they got me so pissed off that I made the mistake of saying, you know what? F you, I'll go out there and do it myself. That's why I was on TV. It had nothing to do with, you know, the promoter who now can put himself on television. That had nothing to do with it. I never wanted to do it. I mean, Stevie, to this day, I work for an indie promotion with a TV show. I'm not on the show. I don't want to be on the show, but I lost my mind for a second. They made me lose my freaking marbles because they didn't understand this is a year-long process.
Well, let me ask, okay, me hearing that, and I appreciate you being super honest about that and letting people know what the real deal is, because that's what the show Black and White is about. But let me say this. As a writer coming in to try to resurrect a problem, I still would like to know why no one is discussing the ineptability of the very people that's running this and why the ratings are at an all-time low.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because we had too many. This is just my perspective. When guys in the business start calling their own angles, mm-hmm. and their own deal and running their own little shows within a show, I call no names, but this was happening. And if a person is at the helm of the ship, if you're the captain, can't let that happen, bro.
Yeah.
So it's one thing when a ship is sinking, and Vince, you got to go down there and patch that hole, because we're taking on too much water, brother.
Yeah.
You're the only one. You got an engineering background. You helped build the ship. Can you stop it?
Yeah.
I can try.
Yep.
But ain't no guarantees.
Yeah.
But when you put yourself in such a deep hole, because you got to realize something, man.
And Stevie says something interesting there, because you get in the aspect of a wrestler that was in WCW at the time that wasn't a political guy, you know, and he's talking about how when people started being in control of their own angles and their own storylines, and people at the top weren't squashing that, you know, and then you go in and you're not dealing, you know, you're not playing that way. So what happened? Politics took over. You know, and derailed what you were trying to do. But to hear Stevie talk about, you know, just as a guy in the locker room, seeing people in control, and he didn't mention names, but I mean, we've heard all the stories of people with creative control and not wanting to do this and that. And that kind of really started to tear WCW down before you were even thought of going to the company.
Yeah, but it's also, bro, like, you know, I knew, you know, bro, when I listen, I got to the point with WCW, that second go round, I got to a total effort point. I got to a total effort point. Jeff, when I tell you, and I've said this a million times, I wanted to be in radio. I still want to do radio. I have no desire to do TV or be on TV. I mean, I swear to God, Jeff, I'm almost certain those guys will probably contact me again down the road for the Dark Side of the Ring. Okay. I swear to God, bro. I don't, that is good promotion for us, but I don't want to be on TV. And I'm going to tell them if they call me, okay, are we hooking everybody up to a lie detector test, because that's the only way I'll do it. I'm not going to be on the same show with a bunch of these liars trying to make me look like I'm not going to do it anymore. But my point is, like Booker T, that immediately is where his mind went. Oh, bro, I wrote myself on TV because what, bro? Like I was a mark. No, bro, I wrote myself on TV because I could not stand hearing freaking WCW anymore. But that's the thing, bro. Like, I wish Booker would have asked me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if he felt that strongly about it, then why didn't he ask me? You know what I'm saying? Bro, when I was on TNA, bro, do you know how many years? At the beginning, I was on TV because Jeff thought he needed a heel and I could cut a promo. When I went back to TNA, bro, I was never on TV again. I was the writer of the show. I could have wrote myself on TV. I didn't want to be on TV. So I again, bro, it's just like when people jump to conclusions without asking questions, and bro, I'm guilty of that. You know, I do that too. You know, I mean, what you think, bro, may not really be the reason behind.
All right, also releasing every Thursday, Goldie's Closet. Let's take a look at highlights from the most recent episode.
Got a boyfriend with a larger penis. I'm just so glad that this is my podcast and you're on it and I can just talk about whatever the hell I want. Yeah. But he had a larger, you know what?
Well, orgasm is orgasm. Vulva.
Vulva.
Yes, correct. Good job. The clitoris is a component of the vulva. So this seems like an appropriate time to talk about squirting too. Everybody always wants to know about that.
How amazing it is in the world, because it's so easy right now, Brooke, to, do I call you Dr. Fott or call you Dr. Fott?
You will call me Dr. Fott the entire time.
Vagina, vulva, and clitoris. I don't know the difference between the two. I'm going to ask you, because if I don't know the difference between a vulva and a clitoris, then I doubt 100% of the guys out there, I'm sure 100% of the guys out there do not. You are an expert in sexual wellness and pelvic health, because I plan on having sex and having it be really great. That's probably a little bit of TMI. We want to shed light on some things for you so that you can understand what the lady in your life is going through more and be more connected and get some more whoopee.
Yeah. You know what the tip of the penis feels like. It's highly, highly sensitive. It's the same thing for the clitoris. Hence why during sexual activity, hitting it hard or direct, really intense stimulation is oftentimes too much. It's not super pleasurable. Or up inside the body is the vagina. Anything around the outside, which includes the labia minora, the smaller labia, the larger hair-bearing labia majora, the clitoris, which is not just that tiny little tip. And I think this is a really, really important piece, especially for men and partners of females to understand, is the clitoris is actually about 8 inches long. If we were to extract it from the body and lay it end to end.
Clitorises that look like penises. I'm not dissing. It freaked me out. What is that?
Services. Because if you think about urology, you know, when men have erectile dysfunction, men have premature ejaculation, kidney stuff, anything related to their down there region.
Is it wrong to say that my friend has experienced 2 different types of orgasm?
Of course, guys, you can listen to that audio free, but trust me, you want to see the video of Goldie every week, and you get that on the Realm Network. On Friday, Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco. In this clip, Disco is talking about how this is the most disgusting time he's ever seen in the wrestling business.
And you just see it that every time a story comes out, the dirt sheet guys are negative WWE, creates a fan base of negative WWE. They start fighting with the AEW fans and stuff. Bro, this is the wrestling war? This is the most disgusting time I've ever seen in the history of the professional wrestling business. And this is supposed to be, according to everybody, never been a better time to be a wrestling fan. This is the worst time in the history of wrestling to be a fan of this if you're trying to engage in this product. There's nothing good about it. The wrestling is not good, but they say it's good. The shows are not good. The fans don't watch. All they do is argue with each other all the time. And like, you know, this is supposed to be the best time because, oh, well, then they craft the arguments. Like, you're trying to tell people, like, if you're trying to tell the public, the masses that want to engage this product, there's never been a time to be a wrestling fan. And then they turn on the TV and you're watching, like, there's not, you know, the matches are weird. Everybody's doing acrobatics. You know, it's crazy. I mean, but before the pandemic, you're watching the shows like, bro, I watched a Raw the night after The Rock turned on Stone Cold, became the corporate champion.
And you know, at the end, he talks about it, you can hear it on the full show. He goes in comparing the today's atmosphere and crowd to a show he was watching from the Attitude Era. But, you know, he brings up the point. The shows aren't very good, you know, and you can base that opinion. You can marry that with the facts of how many people are watching. All the fans do is argue on social media, and then everybody's still saying there's never been a better time to be a wrestling fan. What? There's like a total disconnect with that last statement with everything that comes before it.
Bro, like I said, we live in a different world, and people will ignore facts to make a case. You got to be able to see through that, man. You got to be smart enough to see through that. You got to be smart enough to know when people are full of shit. You got to be smart enough to know when people have an agenda. Bro, if people are ignoring facts to get their point of view over, they have an agenda. And I could sit here and tell you till I'm blue in the face. Glenn can sit here and tell you till he's blue in the face, but bro, there are just some things you have to find out for yourself. If people want to believe now's the greatest time to be a wrestling fan, bro, knock yourself out, but believe now's the greatest time to be a wrestling fan. If that's your truth, go with it, bro.
And we wrapped up the week on Saturday, bucket full of chicken necks. And in this clip, you were discussing trying to get in contact with Matt Morgan after he said something very interesting on the Wrestling Inc. podcast.
And Rod said, yeah, bro, I thought I remembered you saying it before JBL. Then say that, Raj. Then say that. When Matt Morgan's making that comment, then say, well, Matt, I'll be honest with you. I think Vince said that way before JBL was on the network. So now I write to Matt Morgan. See, guys, that's what I do. Okay? When I have an issue, when you talk shit and when you talk smack, I'm going to freaking address you. And these are through DMs because we follow each other. Okay? Here's what I said to Matt. Matt, I love you, but you were 100% wrong about the comments you made about me making.
And you can get listen to Vince's entire thing on that episode. So I don't want to spoil too much here for everybody, Vince, because they can see it on the Realm Network. But basically, you know, Matt Morgan went on the Wrestling Inc. podcast and said you were caught on national TV about lying about the Brawl for All conception, and you tried to get a hold of him to discuss it, and you didn't get a response back. At least at the time of this recording, you still haven't.
Yeah, no, I still haven't gotten a response back. Bro, to me, when you label somebody a liar, you better be 100% correct. Because, bro, liar is a word I take very, very seriously, especially when it pertains to wrestling, bro, because I worked with liars. I was lied to my face. And I made a vow as a man that I was never going to do that. So, you know, if Matt Morgan's going to call me a liar, he better know without a shadow of a doubt. And the thing he said I was lying about, he was 1,000% incorrect about. So I emailed Matt. I offered to go on their show to set the record straight. And as of now, and it's been, you know, over a week later, I think, or maybe a week later. Maybe, yeah, I think that show's on Monday. It's been a week today. I did not get a response back from Matt Moore.
Yeah, but you can hear all about that email and conversation on Chicken Next, as well as all those other shows, guys. The full shows in video and audio. Less than $1 a week. All you got to do is go to russosbrand.com, click subscribe to the Realm Network at the top. You can opt out at any time. There's zero long-term commitment. Guys, I do a couple things on the side. You can check me out on Twitch a few nights throughout the week. Play some video games, twitch.tv/JeffLane22. And I also have a Patreon where I review Raw, SmackDown. I do some video game stuff there, and I'm going through the show Lost episode by episode at patreon.com/JeffLane22.
And DJ Mad Dog is saying, contact Raj to get in touch. He does his podcast shows with Matt all the time. DJ Mad Dog, I got in touch with Raj, and I heard back from Raj. And you're going to have to go back and listen to our shows to see what I said to Raj and what Raj said to me. Pay attention. No DQ. Pay attention.
Chicken Next. Watch Chicken Next.
Watch Chicken Next, guys. I discuss it in detail. Guys, also remember there's a whole other menu on of shows on Patreon. Patreon.com/RussoTWC. There's shows there that you don't get on Russo's brand. Check them out. They start at like 75 cents for the week. That is it, everybody. I will see you tomorrow. We will see you tomorrow with Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco.